your stories of kindness and, of course, raising money for the food bank. And today we welcome a longtime supporter of our CBC holiday fundraiser. Paul Stocco is a partner with Brownlee LLP, and their firm has been donating to Edmonton's food bank for well over a decade now. Paul, thanks for joining us. Good to have you back today.
Rod, thanks for having me here. It's my pleasure to join you, and it's also my pleasure to convey to you and all your listeners best wishes for the holiday season from the partners and staff of Brownlee LLP.
And I understand this year the money raising, the fundraising you did was in memory of an employee who passed away. Tell us about that.
Yes. Steve Moss was a longtime employee at Brownlee. He headed our IT department. He was our IT manager. And Steve Moss is a member of the much beloved Moss family. His brother was Joey Moss. And we lost Steve to a terminal illness in June of 2019. He was an exemplary employee, a person you could always count on to do their job well and to do it with a degree of excellence. And more importantly, though, he was an outstanding human being. He was a devoted and loving husband to his wife, Susan, and a wonderful father to their daughter, Thea, and their son, Jackson. And so in memory and in homage to Steve Moss, we thought we would make our donation for this campaign in his name. And I'll tell you another story about him, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
About the kind of person that he was. When we would gather as a firm in fellowship around the holidays, Steve was always the person who was in charge of organizing the pickup hockey game. And he would be in charge of collecting and organizing the nets and the sticks, et cetera. And he was a high-level, highly skilled hockey player. But he always played at a quarter of the speed and a quarter of his skill so he could put others first and others could enjoy themselves while playing hockey. And I think that just exemplifies his love of sport, his love of the camaraderie, and his desire to really spend time and support other people that he worked with. And so it's in honor of him that we embarked on this campaign and continued in the spirit of giving that we've had at our firm for a long time.
Yeah. I'm not surprised he loved hockey. I mean, his last name is Moss. And, of course, we all know Joey and, of course, lost him this past year as well. And this is the second year in a row that you've dedicated your donation to a colleague?
That's right. Last year, we had dedicated the donation to Alexandra Campbell, someone else who was near and dear to our hearts, and we tragically lost as well. And we know that this past year, in fact, almost now going on 2 years, has been a time of challenge and isolation for so many people in our community and so many people across the province. And we thought that we would reach into our hearts and into our wallets and see what we could do to help support those who were less fortunate than ourselves. And so it's in that spirit that we embarked on this campaign. Mm.
So you've been fundraising. What's the tally for this year?
Well, I'm very pleased to share this number with you. And I should say that ordinarily it would be my friend and my partner, Steve Connors, who's delivering this message. But he happens to be in Nunavut for work, where it's minus 38. So it's not as bad right here. But he's out there surviving the wilds of Nunavut. So our total this year is $9,525. So that's 381 turkeys. And we've delivered that to the Edmonton Food Bank, and we know that they do terrific work.
Yeah.
We're so proud to support them and continue supporting this initiative through the years.
Well, Paul, we're honored that you're part of it, and always appreciate what Brownlee LLP is able to do at this time of year. Thanks to you. Thanks to all of your employees for being part of Make the Season Kind. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Rod. The best to you and your listeners for the holiday season as well.
Same to you. Paul Stocco is partner at Brownlee LLP. And if this story kind of gets you in the giving mood, you can make your donation to Edmonton's Food Bank. Go to our webpage, all about Make the Season Kind, cbc.ca/bekindyeg. And we'd also love to submit a story of kindness on the website. And there's a chance to win some prizes as well, some CBC swag.